Only a handful of African Americans are running for the U.S. Senate this year. One of them is Bishop Keith Butler of Detroit, Michigan. Butler is a Republican, but his congregation, reportedly the largest in Michigan, is made up mostly of Democrats. Butler has also written a new book, Reviving the American Spirit, which chronicles what he sees as the biggest challenges facing Black Americans today. Recently, NPR's Ed Gordon spoke to Keith Butler about his run for office, the new book, and his take on social issues from the state of Black families to his firm stance on abortion.
Socially, I think that abortion has been a real harm to us. People are a resource, and they're not a hindrance. The breakup of the American family, and particularly African-American family, has harmed our community. On the social end, when you talk about economics, we've become an extremely high tax and regulatory economy that causes us to lose out to foreign competition and the jobs. The fact that we don't control our borders causes wages to be depressed for people who live here and caused enormous amounts of costs for us as a people, although I'm very much for legal immigration, but illegal immigration has caused serious problems. Educationally, we're number two in the world in spending, but we're number 27 in the world in terms of math and science, which is what you have to have a vibrant economy in the 21st century. We got a lot of work to do, and we need to get busy.
What has to be done to start to climb the ladder? We have heretofore not been able to find equal footing.
There are a number of things we have to do. I think from an economic standpoint, we have to embrace economic policies that allows us to be entrepreneurs, to actually start businesses. We need to own our own businesses. All of us have a stake in making sure that the economy grows for everybody because we're employed by General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, and everybody else too. So we have a stake in that. We can't have our population, we're aborting children at an alarming rate. We're the number one abortion folks in the country, as Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood plan to eliminate our race. We're no longer the largest minority in the country. There's political ramifications from that and economic ramifications from that.
And you know there will be those who take issue with what you just suggested about the elimination of the race.
I mean, everything I say, I have documentation for. You can go back and look at it because the documentation is there. It's not my opinion. It's proof, positive there.
But by means of what, Keith? I mean, I know you've debated this for ages now. You tell me the proof you see in knowing that abortion is tantamount to eliminating African Americans.
You can go online and find out what I was talking about with Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. But it's clear. By ridding ourselves of our population, we killed our market that we need in order to economically survive.
When we look at the faith-based initiatives and others like yourself who have been men of the cloth and now stepping into the world of politics, the idea of never the two shall meet, it used to be said, not in our community, obviously, because ministers traditionally had been. But we know that history has suggested that to be the better way, if you will.
I disagree with that statement. That's not even, in fact, the trueness of history. That's only been since 1947 that you begin to have this kind of so-called separation of church and state with a so-called Supreme Court decision in 1947 from the Roosevelt Supreme Court. Constitution of the United States and American history is full of the interaction of religion, religious-based people, and government service. And again, that's a misnomer. People think that separation of church and state is in the American Constitution.
No, I don't mean the legal end of it. I mean what you did not see is the cross-pollination years ago that you see now, that people going from one arena to another in the sheer numbers that we see today.
If you go back and look historically, that's not true either.
I have.
There was a there was a window in there where there was a moving away from that. Mm-hmm. What you have now is that you have people getting back involved in this process.
All right. Let me stay to where we are now.
Okay.
You are of a new ilk. Many people see the growing number of African-American clergy entering politics, and some believe them to be co-opted, particularly those that are painted with the conservative brush. You've had to fight that. Talk to me about whether or not you think that's a fair assessment. I suspect you don't.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. I pastor a church of 22,000 people. I have $30 million plus annual budget. I have a couple hundred employees. Hardly could I be bought off by the federal government. In fact, I only have one faith-based program, and that's 1.5 years old after I've done all these things.
Do you get tired of having to defend your position as a, quote, conservative, particularly among African Americans, who equate often conservative to sellout?
I'm someone who looks for common sense answers of trying to find ways to help vast majority of people, the most people that we can. I'm not into the labels thing. There are people in the Republican Party who consider me liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Having a debate in our community is a good thing. For us to be in a position where we cannot look at different approaches to solving the same problems and questioning the heart and motives of people simply because they don't agree with the methodology that you try to get to the same goal, to me is counterproductive. I believe I'm going to win this election. I'm from Detroit. I've served in Detroit, and I'm someone who's made a difference in Detroit and thousands of people's lives. So I understand the real needs of the people.
All right. The book is Reviving the American Spirit, A Strategy of Hope for the 21st Century. The author is Keith Butler as he prepares for a race for the U.S. Senate. Good to see you.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
There's a longer version of Ed's interview with Bishop Butler, plus links to more information about his campaign and his church at our website, npr.org. Thank you.